Dying to Know, Is There Life After Death? A Personal Afterlife Adventure by Josh Langley. Read by Alan Irving for Saga Egmont. Acknowledgements. To my partner, Andy, who has been part of this journey since the start. Thank you for being my travel companion and helping keep my feet on the ground when things got a little weird. To Mum and Dad, for encouraging me to have a healthy sense of curiosity. And thanks to Claire and her daughter, Nikki, for making this journey so extraordinary. Also, thanks to Val Coventry, Sophia of 39 Steps Skopelos, Trish Moulton, Amanda Maloney, Sharon Lynch, Kathleen Kelsey, Naomi Pierce, Jake Cole, Brian French, Chris Parsons, and Simon Healy. For all the help and inspiration, it was invaluable. Finally, to the many other people who helped me in my quest, I deeply thank you. Before we start, Dying to Know is a factual account of my 3-year quest to find personal evidence of the afterlife, and along the way, I met many wonderful people and visited some interesting and rather creepy places. However, due to the unusual and personal nature of the experiences I encountered, I've changed some names of the people and the identifying features of the places I visited to protect privacy. And because lots of freaky shit happened in a seemingly random order, I've tried to put it in a sequence that would make sense to you, the listener, and condense the timeline so you don't fall asleep reading the book over a 3-year period. Strap yourself in. It's going to be an interesting and bumpy ride. I am the Reaper. I am the Reaper, all things with heedful hook. Silent I gather. Pale roses touched with the spring. Tall corn in summer. Fruits rich with autumn and frail winter blossoms. Reaping, still reaping. All things with heedful hook. Timely I gather. I am the sower. All the unbodied life runs through my seed sheet. Atom with atom wed, each quickening the other. Fall through my hands, ever changing, still changeless. Ceaselessly sowing. Life, incorruptible life, flows from my seed sheet. Maker and breaker, I am the ebb and the flood. Here and hereafter, sped through the tangle and coil of infinite nature. Viewless and soundless, I fashion all being, taker and giver. I am the womb and the grave, the now and the ever. William Ernest Henley, 1849 to 1903. Prologue. Why am I in Greece? I'm 13,000 kilometers away from home, sitting in a small villa on a Greek island, drinking Greek coffee, and I really have no idea of why I'm here. The coffee is good and well-deserved, as I've been traveling for 4 days on various size planes. I stayed overnight in a very Spartan hotel on Skiathos, complete with broken shower, and then finally took a ferry to Skopelos. I feel somewhat at home, even though I've never been here before. Everything is so Greek. Narrow laneways lined with bright geranium flowers and blue shutters. Old men huddled around tables, chain-smoking and drinking ouzo. And yet, it doesn't feel like a cliché when you see it with your own eyes. Our host for the stay is a delightful lady named Sophia, the haunting image of my Auntie Claire, who passed a few years ago, with her boisterous banter, eccentricities, and love for all things slightly bohemian. This is the same Claire who I went to get a message from. Everything felt slightly surreal, especially when Sophia showed us around town after we first arrived, and I noticed a taverna with blue chairs and white tables scattered under the shade of a big tree, and I knew I'd seen it before. Not in a book.